Hey, everybody. I want you to meet the new bailiff who's going to be working with us for a few days. This is Rosalind Russell.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Hey, Rosalind Russell, that's a neat name.
My mother was a show business freak.
Ah.
I do, however, feel more fortunate than my sister, Zsa Zsa.
Oh, the poor thing.
That's what my brother says.
Your brother?
Slappy.
Sir, post office delivered this letter for you. Special delivery.
Special?
Yeah.
Mac, this letter is dated April 16th, 1971.
They said they were sorry.
Mac, I should have gotten this letter three presidents ago.
Open it up! Who's it from?
It's from my mother.
Oh, my God.
No, Harry's mother abandoned him when he was 5 years old. He hasn't seen her in 30 years.
My brother hasn't seen my mother in over 30 years.
Your brother?
Topo Gigio.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Oh, come on, sir. Let's go throw some people in prison. That always cheers you up.
Mac, listen to this. I'd like a chance to explain what happened, but I will understand if you don't want to see me.
Mm.
Love, your mother. She probably thinks I don't want to see her.
Well, that's a Manhattan return address. You going to look for her?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't decided. I'll be fine, Mac, really.
All rise.
I have prepared myself for any contingency. Except that one.
Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The Honorable Harold T. Stone, presiding.
You may be seated, or boxed, as the case may be.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, Miss Sullivan. Really, I am. I guess I always knew that eventually I was going to have to deal with you.
Hey,
can we have some quiet, please? Thank you.
You do realize you're talking to wood, sir.
Unruly wood, Mr. Prosecutor. The worst kind. Mac?
Sir?
What's with the walnut people?
Acquaintances of the defendant, sir.
Who are?
Maury Blaze, Dixie Lord, Dennis Small, and friends.
Hey, I want to see my lawyer.
Quiet.
I demand a jury of my peers.
We're going to roast weenies with you and your peers if you don't put a sock in there.
Mr. Prosecutor, what is the story here?
Well, Your Honor, there was an audition for a host of a local TV kiddie show. A riot broke out. The police arrested these three.
Hey, who's the foxy blonde on the end?
Hey, not bad, huh?
Yeah. I wouldn't kick her out of my suitcase.
I plead guilty.
Who said that? And you are?
My name is Dennis Small.
Mac, is there any law that would make him move his lips in court?
No, sir. Nothing's in the Constitution about orifice manipulation.
Here you go, sir.
What's this?
Your mother's phone number.
Oh.
She's moved a couple of times since the letter, but I tracked her down with the help of a friend in motor vehicles.
Oh, I haven't even decided what I'm going to do yet.
Sir.
I know you. And I know you keep a picture of your mother tucked away in your office. Just like I keep one of mine, close to me.
Your mom drives a tank?
Oh, wrong one.
We'll take five people.
Are you going to call her, sir?
Oh, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm torn. I'm...
vacillating? Eerie, isn't it?
Mr. Small, why don't you have a dummy like the others?
A successful act depends upon the personality of the figure and the rapport between he and the ventriloquist. I have honed my skills, but I haven't yet found that perfect other character. Until I do, I refuse to speak as myself.
Listen, you gotta understand. You got to understand this was a very difficult decision for me to make. Yeah, all right then. Perhaps it would just be the best thing for both of us if I hang up the phone right now. You're right. You're right, I'm sorry. Thank you, operator. I'll dial direct.
Don't ever do that to me again.
You want me to dial your mother for you, sir?
No, no, thank you, Mac. I can do this myself. Thanks. Hello? This is Harry T. Stone calling, and I'd like to talk to my mother. Oh, I understand. No, I do. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
She's not there?
She's dead.
Mac just told me. Where's Harry? Sir, I'm so very sorry. You have my deepest condolences. Obviously, you're taking it very well.
What do you think? Too much with the eyebrows, huh?
Oh, no, sir. Not on you.
Dan.
I can suck up and grieve at the same time, okay?
Hey, guys, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like a couple of minutes alone, huh?
Oh, we understand, sir.
Because I'm going to try these on.
The traditional shorts of mourning.
Mike, stop it. I want you dead, Laurie.
Hey, what's wrong?
Get him.
Get your little hands off of him. What's going on here?
The jerk just can't get it through his head. It's over.
What's over?
Us, the team. I'm breaking up the act.
Why are you breaking up the act?
Why?
Yeah.
Isn't it obvious? Look at his lips. I've seen less movement than a roller coaster. Does that mean we're through?
Listen, let's go get the number of that Sonny Bono crisis line.
Yeah.
Sir, I...
You know, they are making comedy underwear a lot more comfortable these days.
Your Honor, I really don't mean to interfere.
But you're gonna.
Yes, Your Honor. Sir, if someone didn't know you, they might think you were awfully indifferent to your mother's death.
And they'd be right.
I beg your pardon.
Miss Sullivan, let's not get started on something that might damage our relationship, huh?
Sir, your mother is dead. There's no shame in showing your grief.
Okay. So what kind of grief am I supposed to show for a woman who dumps a 5-year-old boy the way another woman dumps her garbage?
Still, I can't believe you're not capable of feeling any loss.
I am capable of feeling loss.
When Selma died, I felt loss. When Florence died, I felt loss. Because I cared very much for them, and they cared for me. If I needed comfort and compassion, they were there. If I just needed a friend to talk to, they were there. But when I needed a mother, no one was there.
I didn't want to disturb you.
You did a real good job.
You're a fine-looking young man.
Thank you very much.
Want to know who the hell I am?
Well, since you brought it up, sure.
Buddy. Buddy Ryan.
Harry. Harry Stone.
Yeah, I know. I was married to your mother.
Oh. Then that would make us...
nothing.
Right, I had a father.
Well,
what can I do for you, Mr. Ryan?
Oh, no, please, buddy. I insist.
Fine, buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy, what do you want, buddy?
Me? I don't want anything. I thought you might want something.
Like what?
Information about your mother. You see, we were married for 23 years. She was a wonderful woman.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I guess you weren't that close.
Not close? Hell, I got a letter from her just today.
What?
It was sent 15 years ago.
I told her special delivery was no faster than the regular service.
Look, I'm really very busy, Mr. Buddy. Buddy. Would you mind, buddy?
Oh, no. Sure, I just thought you might be curious.
Yeah, I'm curious, buddy. I'm curious about how any woman in her right mind would abandon a husband and a five-year-old boy.
Jackpot!
Did I mention that I am armed?
You just said the magic words.
This is no ordinary stapler.
Why would any woman in her right mind do that? Answer! She wasn't in her right mind.
You're saying she was sick?
For a while. Then she got better. Harry, she went into a psychiatric institution after she left you. That's where we met.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. You weren't on the staff, were you?
But I'm feeling much better now.
Would you go to dinner with me tonight?
Do you open your mouth when you eat? Or do you just suck food in through your nostril?
Then you'll go?
No, I won't go.
Is it because I won't move my lips when I talk?
Of course it's because you won't move your lips when you talk! Isn't that enough?
Oh, God, I think I blew it.
I can listen to you guys all day.
That laugh! That's perfect.
Gosh, how do you guys think of that stuff?
Would you like to help me?
Sure, I would.
Come on, we're gonna talk.
Right. Goodbye. How many guys can say their parole officer is their best friend, too?
Did Mike come through here?
Mike? The dummy?
Yeah, we went up on the roof to talk things out, but got a little heated, and he just stormed off.
Stormed off? As in a departure of some sort?
Yeah, I've been looking for him everywhere, but... Yo!
Live with this, Maury.
Tree surgeon.
Right. I knew a guy like that in the hospital. Was always talking to the light fixtures.
What happened to him?
Now? Oh, I don't know. He was Secretary of State there for a while. My point is, everyone has a story.
Listen, buddy, I really...
Your mother was only 16 when she had you. Didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
She had a pretty rough childhood, from what I understand. Beatings, mistreatment.
Her parents?
That surprise you?
In this job, I've seen that sort of thing a thousand times. It always surprises me.
She was a volunteer with kids like that her whole life. Said it could never make up for what she did to you, but maybe some other kid might be saved from...
From having to learn to love somebody he never met?
Have I told you this story before?
Buddy, I never did know her. But I'm beginning to miss her.
And how do you think I feel?
Harrogate. Lady, you're busy massaging a man in a cheap suit.
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Tell me something. Did my mother know about me?
That you were a judge? Sure. She used to read about you in the papers. In fact, I think she even came here once.
To court?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I saw her.
Maybe.
You got a recent picture?
Well, as a matter of fact, there's one of the two of us. At Niagara Falls.
Where are you?
In the barrel. But I'm feeling much better now.
He's gone. Dead. I'm crushed.
Yes, we can become very attached to our lumber.
Under these circumstances. What if there's an inquest?
I'll take care of it.
Oh, thank you. For once, I need to be alone.
Is he gone?
Boy, she is beautiful.
Sir, do I have time to run down to the uniform shop? We need some buttons for his sleeve.
Sure, Bull. Bull, you need buttons for whose sleeve?
His.
Hiya, gang! Did you hear about the rather who stole a bathtub? Want to make a clean getaway. Well, what do you think?
Congratulations, Mr. Small. I think you finally found yourself.
Now will you go to dinner with me?
No. Never in a million years.
Okay.
Ready to start when you are, sir.
Now, give me a couple of minutes, Mac. I want to say goodbye to Buddy.
Of course.
Sir, I knew you weren't a cold, sadistic scumbucket all along.
I thank you. And my mom thanks you.
Well, I guess I'll see you around, Harry.
Anytime, buddy. And I mean that. Anytime.
How about tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. I'll call.
Okay. Hey. Oh, I almost forgot. Here.
What's that?
A present from your mother. She said if I ever ran into you.
Something the matter?
You got your mother's compassion, but you're so different. Wonder what would have happened if she'd have raised you.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on BioChannel.